Nate Lull here for WCDO and Canoe Regatta coverage 2015. We're now joined by Pam and Brianna Fitzgerald from Scotia, New York. They're racing in the adult and youth comp cruising class in boat U1 today. And Pam, my first question is for you. I know you're an accomplished paddler. You entered the 700-mile club for the Clinton last year, so first off, congratulations on that. And can you tell us how you first got into the sport?
I was a judo player, and I was working to go to the 92 Olympics when I had a bicycle accident and hurt my wrist, and that stopped me from going to the Olympics for judo. And I work for orthopedic surgeons, and one of the doctors I work for said, try canoe racing. And I've been canoeing ever since.
And this year you guys are racing together. Of course, your daughter Brianna, who's also with us here, you're 15 years old. This will be your first 70-miler. I know you're no stranger to paddling. We see you at a lot of the local races down here. But Pam, what's your advice been to Brianna, and how has training been for you guys so far?
We are paddling really well together. She was gone for 2 weeks. She went to Germany for 2 weeks. So we paddled before, and then we jumped right back in as soon as she got back into town. The boat's moving well, and the big goal for her is for her not to kill me and make me paddle too hard for 70 miles.
Brianna, you have to be excited. This is, you know, your first 70-miler. We've seen you at the Generation Gap and the Wells Bridge Regatta, other races like that. What are your feelings heading into the first 70-miler here?
Well, I'm really excited to start the 70 miles, but I'm kind of a little bit nervous, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great experience.
Pam, was there a moment along the way, you know, when Brianna has been growing up here that you knew that she had kind of caught the bug for paddling, maybe in a race or something she was helping to pit for you, or anything along the years where you said, oh, I know she's going to be a paddler?
She started paddling when she was 3 years old. We did our first canoe race together up in Canton, New York, and she'd do two or three races a year. When she got old enough, she started doing a couple races at Nationals. It was about 3 years ago when she all of a sudden decided that she wanted to be a really good paddler. You'll have to ask her what was that defining moment for her.
Brianna, do you remember a moment when you were maybe watching your mom or somebody else out there and you said, I want to jump in the boat for sure?
After looking at, I would always attend the races because my mom was doing a lot of the races, so I'd always hang out with her. So eventually, after a while, just watching people go by and seeing how fast they could be, I really felt like I should try and be that fast, or maybe I should live up to that or try and be better than my mom.
Brianna, do you do any other sports or activities at school? I know it has to be so hard to balance your school life and your training with your mom and any other activities that you might do.
In the fall, I have school soccer, and then in the winter, I just started recently. I've been doing Nordic ski racing for our school team, and then I also do travel soccer most of the year.
Pam, what do you think will be the biggest challenge for you and Brianna during, you know, this year's Clinton, the first time you guys will go this far together?
I just want her to not go too hard too soon. I keep telling her the race really starts in Wells Bridge, so we need to hold our position to Wells Bridge, and then the last 15 miles is when the race is really going to start and we can push it. We don't want to run out of gas before then.
Brianna, there's so many good female role models in the sport of canoeing to look up to. Do you have any in particular that you've watched over the years besides your mom that, you know, you try to emulate maybe one of the pros?
I've always grown up looking at how Holly Reynolds paddles and how Mary and Teresa Schlimmer paddle. I really want to look like them. And I've been paddling with some of them occasionally, and I kind of want to beat them too and see one.
Now, you guys are from Scotia, New York. That's up near Schenectady in the Albany area. Where do you do the majority of your training? Do you have to get out on maybe the Mohawk? And do you ever get a chance to come down here and scope out the Susquehanna, really?
We live on the Mohawk, so it's in our yard. Yeah, we do most of our training there. We went down when the river was flooded and paddled from Oneonta down to Bainbridge.
Well, that's fantastic, and we wish you guys the best. Of course, Pam Fitzgerald and Brianna Fitzgerald, you can catch them this weekend in the adult and youth comp cruising class in boat U1. Good luck, guys. We'll see you out on the river.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more Canoe Regatta coverage 2015 on WCDO.